Stay tuned for the Dear Green Place here on WYSO. Live music today. And that was Michael Gray from his album Cuts from Traditional Cloth. And he was playing a couple of hornpipes on the pipes, hornpipe pipes, the referendum hornpipe and the Queen Street cattle car, both written by Michael Gray himself. This is the Dear Green Place. I'm Cindy Funk, here with you every Saturday between 6 and 8 p.m., our new schedule. And if you're looking for bluegrass, please tune in at 8 p.m., but right now it's Celtic music for the next 2 hours. And I have some lovely people in the studio with me tonight, and we're going to hear some live music in the first hour. I have Mae Hernan and Mick McEvely, and I think, I'm going to turn their mics on, I think I pronounced that right. How did I do?
You did very,
perfect.
very well.
That was great.
Cindy, that's fantastic.
I've been practicing.
Most people call me Mae.
Because that's the way it's spelled.
And McEvely then is pronounced Mac, what is
McEvely.
It?
McEvely. I pronounce it McEvely. You pronounce it McEvely.
So. But then other people pronounce it McEvely or something.
Or some variation.
As long as you're flexible, Mick, it's okay.
Yeah, we're flexible.
Why don't you folks tell our folks out here where you're from?
Well, will I start?
You go.
Believe it or not, I know that most people won't believe this, but I'm not American. I'm actually from a little village called Gurchin, County Sligo. It's in the northwest of Ireland. And it's a very, very cultural village with lots of brilliant musicians came out of there, traditional musicians, needless to say, and dancers and singers. But I am now living with my husband, Mick McEvely, just the other side of the river from Cincinnati. So yeah. You can go now and tell it.
That's right. We're in Dayton, Kentucky right now, but I grew up in Cincinnati. I spent my whole life there except when I went away to college.
So. Yeah. And how did you become adept at Irish backup guitar?
Well, I think I first noticed the Irish tenors on television, and I just kind of got into it then, and I was about to make my first trip to Ireland, and I met some people who played Irish music, and I guess this was all around 1999 or so, and just got into it back then, and started listening to it on... I started listening to Shamrock Radio out of Ballina in County Mayo, Ireland.
See, radio was the key.
Yeah, and I started listening to that every Saturday, and I heard a song called Kilkelly, Ireland, sung by this woman, and I wrote to the radio station and asked where I could get that CD, and the guy wrote back and said, I don't know where you can get it, but her name is May Hernan if you want to look for her.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're shortening it for you.
that's over 10 years ago.
That's over 10 years ago. But one of the people that Mick would probably have heard over the last many years would have been Cindy Methy, who we lost.
Yes.
And her visitation and her wake was this evening.
You've just come from that.
We've just come from that. It's a very sad occasion, and she's going to be massively missed in the Irish community in Cincinnati.
Yeah, she's been so much the champion for all of that.
Absolutely. She's a brilliant artist. She has done so much work for the young people that wanted to learn traditional music. She really put herself out there, and she gave her all to anyone who asked her, and sometimes they didn't have to ask her. She was there for them.
I know.
Really, really brilliant woman. And you know, what can I say? She's going to be a massive loss.
Oh, it's true.
But
it's
God
true.
Love her. She suffered, you know, she suffered from cancer for the last 14 years. She was the first one that booked me when I got here 10 years ago. She booked me to do a workshop at the Riley School.
And they were really, she was really involved in that. And also the Irish Heritage Center, which she does, just lived down the street from
that. Yes, yeah. So the Riley School, I mean, they're doing a massive amount of work, and it'll continue.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What a legacy.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
I'm going to be playing some Silver Arm in the second hour, because they, 14 years ago in a few months, not 14 years ago, 4 years ago in a few months, they were here doing live music, just as you are.
Yeah.
And so I'll be playing a couple of tracks from that. So.
And they were great musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm glad you got to go to that today.
And
we could have rescheduled this, but I'm glad you were able to come.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was over in Ireland there a few weeks ago, and I gave her a call when I was over there, and you know, she was saying how she wasn't able to do certain things that she wanted to do, and it, you know, it was hard. What do you say to somebody who's telling you, well, I can't paint anymore because I have a shake in my hand?
Oh,
you know,
she had such wonderful paintings.
Oh, fantastic. She was absolutely amazing, and it was really intricate stuff, you know, but she's a beautiful, beautiful person.
Yeah. And all we can do is celebrate.
Yeah.
So back to your early beginnings, it seems like I ask this question first when I talk to musicians, especially from Ireland and Scotland, because usually I already know the answer. When did you start singing?
Oh.
Was it a family thing?
Well, my mother, God rest her soul, was a great singer. Now, she wouldn't have been a traditional singer as such. She would have been more on the operatic style.
Oh.
But we would sit down at night time, and she'd gather us all together before we go to bed at night, and she'd sing over in Killarney.
Aww.
So my very first CD that Kilkelly is on, actually, I recorded over in Killarney, and I dedicated it to my sisters, of whom I've got five.
Okay. Do they do music as well?
No.
You're the only one?
I'm the only one. My older sister used to sing in a little group, a kind of a country and western group herself, and some, I can't even remember now who he was. It's so long ago. Oh my God, I'm getting old. But anyhow, she's over in Holland now, and she doesn't, I don't think she does anything anymore.
Aww.
But all my children, I've got three sons, and they all play.
Good.
They're
for
all
you.
Extremely good musicians.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here?
I moved over here permanently the 5th of March last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm kind of raw, really, yes. But I've been coming and going for the last 10 years, you know.
I've been following you on Facebook for a while, and it seems like you're in Ireland a good bit.
Well, I'm not, actually. I was over there for 3 weeks in October, and I was over, the last time was in May. But that was the first time that I was able to go since I moved over here, because you have to wait for a green card and you can't leave the country until you get it.
They're making it harder and harder.
So, you know, I had to sit and patiently wait and pray to God that nothing happened at home, that I'd have to go home, you know. But lucky enough, it all worked out well.
Now, who's still at home?
Well, all my children, my sons and all their partners. My oldest guy, Donal, he's married to Lisa. And Seamus and his Italian girlfriend, They're just moving into their new house, and then my youngest son, Owen, and his girlfriend, Noelle, and then all my sisters and all my nieces and nephews, bar one sister, she's in Holland. So everybody, basically.
Wow. A lot to go back for.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you've got a gorgeous man to be here with.
Well, this is it.
Absolutely.
I mean, believe you me, Cindy, if he wasn't absolutely brilliant, I would not have left Ireland and not have left all over there to go. But I'm lucky. What would you say here? He's the main catch. He's the real deal. Yeah.
It looks like to me. Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you sing us something?
Well, we will. We'll sing. This is a beautiful song that came from the writing of Phil Coulter, who is a man from Derry. And this would be kind of like in the middle of the Troubles, and he's just kind of talking about leaving. But it's a nice song.
Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew. And darling, steal away. Let's steal away and chase our dreams and hope they never find us.
Isn't it a lovely song?
Oh, my goodness.
He's a great writer, Phil Coulter is.
Oh, I know where you kept this one.
Well, that's not only why I kept him. That's an awful thing for me to say.
You sound so nice together.
I'm talking about you, sweetheart. Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, we are, just in case people don't know, we are Celtic Font.
I was going to say,
yeah,
yes.
Myself and Mick, we tour quite a bit and we do concerts and house concerts and, you know, all sorts of. Anyone that wants to book us for anything, look up Celtic Font on
Facebook.
You did
a wedding recently.
Well, yes, we did. Oh, that was a great wedding. It actually, that was one of the girls of my traditional band, my all-female band called Beeswing.
Aha, and you played at the Clifton Opera House this fall.
We did. Beeswing did. And we'll be coming up. They're coming up to do the St. Patrick's weekend.
Right down the road here.
It is, really. Yeah.
So they're coming up now for the St. Patrick's weekend. We'll be doing a few gigs around Cincinnati for that as well. But Jean, anyhow, got married last week down in South Carolina. We had a great weekend. And it was all music and...
Oh, yeah. The bride was playing banjo.
Of course she was. With her wedding dress.
Facebook is so valuable. I can peek into everyone's lives that way. I keep track of everyone.
I know. Yeah, people would think that very unusual here, you know. Yeah. But for traditional musicians, it's not really at all.
I said, look at this video I took. I said, look at the bride. She's sitting there in her white dress playing the banjo. And she didn't see anything quite so peculiar or funny about that.
No, it was great. Okay. It was really great.
Because at home, you know. Traditional music is just...
Explain, that's funny.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's Beeswing. And again, let me just put in the little plug. We are available for whatever is coming up. You can get us on Facebook. Check out Facebook or Beeswing Music or May Hernan on Facebook. You know, and...
You can be in contact. That's what life is all about now.
Absolutely.
We're all in contact.
And
with
if
each
all
other.
Goes tall and you can't find us, you can contact this radio station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ask me and I'll tell you.
Exactly, Cindy. Fair play to you. Fair play to you.
So do you sing music that you learned from your mother? Well, no, she was mostly operatic. So were you drawn to the traditional music over in Ireland as well?
Well, where I come from, it's an extremely cultural place. It would be one of the most cultural places.
What county was it again?
Sligo.
Sligo.
Well, of course. Yeah.
A lot of great things are happening in Sligo style, this and that.
Yeah, well, the Sligo style, there was some very, like, for instance, if anyone out there has ever heard of Michael Coleman, the great fiddle player.
Sure.
Well, he just lived down the road from where I come from.
Wow.
And he influenced, not alone did he influence that area and Ireland, but he influenced a lot of the musicians that have learned their music in this country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of the musicians that would have come to New York and Chicago and places like that would have come from home. For instance, Michael Flagley's father was my father's next door neighbour. You know, Seamus Tansey, a great flute player from home, he was my postman.
Oh my gosh.
Peter Horn lived down the road from me. He was a great fiddle player, flute player as well. Fred Finn, Peter Horn, they were a great duet. I could go on. Roger Sherlock, I could keep naming them all.
Wow.
So it was
something
a very,
in the
very,
water.
Yes, very well. I don't know. We reckon that it's just in
the water.
We reckon it's in the stones and in the grass. You know, that's our take on it anyway. But
oh, wow.
You know, it was just one of these
how
places.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, my kids now realize how lucky they are to have been born there. I know how lucky I am to have been, because I mean, I grew up listening only to traditional music and traditional singing. And I used to be brought out as a child doing the set dancing and the old style dancing with the old men and women, because I was there. And of course, you know.
Yeah. So you just took to it right away.
So you just do it. Yeah. It's part of who you are, really, you know. Coming from a place like that, you don't even think about it. It's just a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, people would say to me, how do you play the baron? Or, you know, who taught you the baron? I'd say, well, I don't know how I played the baron because I never actually sat and thought about it. You know, I mean, when I started teaching, I teach traditional singing at all the workshops, at all the festivals. And I teach it now actually on Skype for anyone who wants to.
That's amazing.
That works out very well. But, you know, doing ornamentation, when you do it naturally and you're not thinking about it, but then when you have to dissect it and figure out well, how exactly...
How do I do this? Yes.
It takes a while to figure it out.
It does.
You know, and then to pass it on to somebody else.
Because it's so natural to you.
Yeah, and a lot of the people at home, even the young kids at home, it'll be natural to them because that's what they hear all the time. But when you have to teach somebody who might not have ever heard a traditional song sung in a traditional mode, and this ornamentation, and sometimes it can really freak them out, and they think, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, and I, you know, and you have to just break it down and slowly. And I'm teaching people all around America now.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
And it's fantastic. And I'm actually teaching them Irish songs as well. And it really, it's just so, it makes me feel great that there's people out there that really want to put themselves out to learn stuff that...
Oh, so many.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, they really cling tight to their heritage over here.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone's either more German, more Irish, more Scottish, anything over here than if they were from Ireland and still living in Ireland. Yeah. It's funny how we do that, but we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not complaining.
Yeah, really? That's right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, would you like to sing another? Now, before you do that, I'd like to say that this is the Dear Green Place on WYSO, and I'm here in studio with May Hernan and Mick McEvely, and that's who's making this lovely music for you.
Uh-huh. Well, Cindy, we just mentioned about that song, Kilkelly, Ireland. I recorded that on the first CD called Peace in Erin. And Kilkelly, I don't want to do too much talking, but Kilkelly is a townland about 15 miles from where I come from, as the crow flies. So this is a very, very, it's a great song. There's all sorts of emotions in it. And it was written by a bunch of letters that was found in an attic in, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'd say Maryland, but I know that's wrong. Maryland? Here in America. And the family actually existed. They were the Hunts. So it's Kilkelly, Ireland. Yeah. And this is the reason I'm actually living in America now and married to Mr. McEvely. He came and he sought me out.
Now, I just kind of pick along with this. May keeps her own timing on this, as she does when she sings.
Because I normally
a
sing.
A cappella.
This is a tradition.
I'll do my best, yeah.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so kind as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes are sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad, be sure and come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got a wee bit of trouble, I suppose. He never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now we've nothing to burn. Ah, but Bridget is happy, you call the child for her, although she's six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind or when you'll be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my son. I'm sorry to give you the very sad news. Your dear mother's passed on. We buried her by the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget was there. You don't have to worry. She died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to hear that Michael's returning with money he's bound to buy land. The crop is so poor, the people are selling for any price that they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be going on 80. It's 30 years since you've gone. Because of all the money you send me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Oh, and thank you for sending your family picture. They're all fine young women and men. You say you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you our dear father's passed on. He was living with Bridget. She said he was cheerful and happy right down to the end. Ah, you should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside Mother down at Kilkelly churchyard. He was a proud and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called your name at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.
One of the most important songs about chances lost.
But
that's one of the songs that you never forget the first time you've heard that. Yeah. And no wonder he came looking for you.
It's a great song. I mean, you know, when you come from that landscape, and when I'm singing that song at home, the funniest thing is I'm the man, I'm the father, and I'm watching. I'm kind of in a field, and I'm watching over at the brow of a hill, and I'm waiting for my son to come back, because these people, even though they knew that their sons would never come back, because they ended up having American wakes for them. Yeah. You know, that's where the word American wake came from. During the famine and after the famine, once a young person said, we're going to America, that was as good as saying, we're dying, we're gone.
Yeah.
Because once that person would leave, the chances were they would never come back.
Yeah.
But the people at home always hoped that they would, you know.
Yeah.
And word used to filter back that people had died on the railroad. And that's why the mother says not to work on the railroad, because a lot of the Irish died on the railroads and in the canals, you know. Yeah. A lot of them lost their lives.
And the mines.
There. And the mines,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
So, I mean, it kind of covers all the emotions.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I sang that, for a long time I couldn't get through it.
I know, because you're building a picture in your mind.
Oh, yeah, but the funny thing is, though, Cindy, when I'm at home, I'm the father. Now, I know your listeners are going to think I'm an absolute nutcase. But when I came over here and the first time, do you hear that? The first time I sang it here, I had all the emotions of the son. And at the time, I did not know anything about homesickness. I know about homesickness now, but at the time, I didn't. I was only coming over on a holiday. The weirdest thing, and I really was wiped out after I sang it the first time here.
You know, as many times as I've heard that song, I've never thought about the son's part. I mean, I know the whole thing is for the son.
Yeah.
But
he
didn't go back home.
He didn't, but his brother did.
Yes.
But, I mean, he never got back home. He never, you know, he never got to go.
I never
thought
of that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's what an artist does. An artist interprets. And you were using those persona to make it personal to you.
unfortunately, it is personal to me because it's not too far up the road. I know the place, you know, and so many people left my area and you know, they never came back. I have family. Actually, I found out only in the last year that my grandfather and all his brothers and sisters left in 1896, and they ended up in Colorado Springs. And he stayed here for 20 years, and eventually he went back to look after his ailing mother and father. But the rest of them never did.
Wow.
And I didn't know. So I've got family out there somewhere that I don't know anything about. You know, but then they never came home. He managed to come home all right.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And today, with the blessings we have with media, mm-hmm. and we can talk over there, we can email, yeah, we can phone,
Skype.
much via Skype. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
At least there's more of a connection now.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Be.
I mean, Skype is, for me, having left home and all my family is there, it's not so bad once you can Skype and you can see them and you can have a chat. It doesn't seem to be so far away.
Yeah.
The phone isn't smaller. The same thing anymore now.
Yeah, it's,
you know?
True. The world is so much smaller, but it's still...
Yeah, yeah. The phone, you know how far away they are. Skype, Usher, I can see them. You know, I can see if they're smiling. I can see if they're scratching their nose or whatever, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, but you make up for it by going over a couple times a year. That's really great.
Well,
you get your batteries charged that way.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Somebody said that I have to go over to, what's this they said? Something about my accent. Recharge my accent.
Oh. It probably happens too.
Yeah, well, I was warned. Don't you dare come back here with an American accent.
Bring Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
We might like that. Well, speaking of albums, you are on the cusp of having an album warming or an introduction or a party.
Do you know something, Cindy? I nearly forgot about that. Isn't that chronic?
It's my job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm launching my fourth CD on Thursday. It's December the 4th, which is this Thursday coming.
Yep.
It's the third floor of Molly Malone's in Covington. And myself and Mick are going to be doing a bit. And then, you know, I'm hoping that all the musicians will come and we'll have a session. And I'm hoping that maybe Cindy will be present, her spirit will be present there.
My spirit will be.
Yeah. But and Cindy Methy as well.
Cindy. It gets me confusing with the Cindy's.
So I'm we kind of dedicate the night to her as well. But the CD is called The Leaving, and The Leaving is the first track of the CD. And I was given this by the man that wrote
7
it.
7 o'clock p.m., by the way.
7 o'clock.
Thank
p.m.
you, Mick.
Third
4th,
floor.
Thursday.
Yes,
there we are.
Third floor,
okay,
Molly Malone's.
And I gather everyone's invited.
Yes, everyone's invited. There's no cover charge or anything. You won't be charged to get in, but you might not get out without buying a CD. However, Cormac McConnell is the man that wrote the song, and he would be a brother of Colin McConnell from Boys of the Law.
Ah.
And Cormac and myself, we were part of the Catskills Irish Arts Week. We were teaching and we were performing there. So, of course, he'd sing this song, and me being the sentimental, emotional wreck that I am, I would kind of cry. So he made a big joke out of this, and every time he sang the song, he'd point out to the audience, just look at her left eye now and there might be a little tear coming down the cheek. So I'd have to get up and leave.
Oh, that rat.
Oh, yeah, I know. But he thought it was the funniest thing. He thought it was hilarious. And, you know, it didn't matter how many times I heard him sing it, I'd cry.
Yeah.
So, and eventually I thought, I have to record this. But will I get through it? Eventually I managed to be able to sing it without crying. But however.
What would you like to do now?
I could do The Leaving. Would you like to do Carrick Fergus or something?
Well, you're talking about The Leaving. Why don't you do that?
This is a quick synopsis of it. This is talking about, in Ireland, we have, the school system is from 4 to the age of 12, we send children to a place called National School. That's the first school that they attend. And then the next school is post-primary or secondary. And that would be a 5-6 year course. And at the end of that, they do a big exam that will determine whether they will go to university, whether they'll go and get a craft, or whether they'll repeat it, or whether they will stay at home, or they emigrate. And unfortunately, in Ireland, there's 1,000 young people a week emigrating. The Celtic Tiger has long since gone, galloped away, and left the situation where all the young people, the brains of the country, have left, and a lot of them have gone to Australia. But this man, Cormac McConnell, great songwriter, he saw them one day sitting down doing their exams. The exam is called the Leaving Certificate. So if I said to a young person, did you do your Leaving Cert yet? They'd know exactly what I was talking about. Or if I said, did you do the Leaving yet? They'd know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the exam. So this song came to him on a bus one day. So it's called The Leaving. And it's all about the death of the Celtic Tiger, so to speak. On a summer's afternoon. No, that's not it. Take two. Will I remember it now?
You know what?
What?
Why don't I do Carrick Fergus and you could go get a water.
Oh, sorry, you, go on, you do Carrick Fergus and it'll come back to me.
Yeah, all right.
It's worth waiting for anyway.
All right. Yeah. So, it is just, this is another song about a fellow who has left Ireland and he misses his home in Carrick Fergus, and that's in County Down.
Yeah.
And, but anyway... It is funny, you know, to listen to May and some of the little, you know, the English usage differences that we have. Like she would say ye and you. And I finally asked her, sometimes you say ye, sometimes you. What's the difference? And she said, well, ye is plural. And I said, oh, okay. Well, now she comes over here and, you know, she was shocked to find out that... some of the America that she saw on television really is true, because she just thought this was TV stuff, you know. That, but anyway, her band, the Bees Wing, that she had mentioned earlier, the girls, she went down to practice with them. And the girls are, that time they were North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. And when she got back home, I said, well, how did you like those Southern accents? And she said, yeah, I finally had to ask them, do ye really say y'all all the time? So, anyway, that... But,
the Dukes.
Yeah. And you say ye all the time, too. So, but anyway, this is Carrick Fergus. And this was Tommy Murphy's favorite song, and he was the DJ that played Kilkelly that I heard, so... I wish I was in Carrick Fergus only for nights in Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, my love, fine. But the sea is wide and I cannot swim over, nor have I wings that I could fly. If I could find me a handsome boatman to carry me over to my love to die. My childhood days bring sad reminders of happy times spent long ago.
my boyhood friends and my own relations. Why, they've all passed on now, like the melting snow. So I'll spend my days in endless roving. The grass is soft, my bed is free. Oh, to be back now in Carrickfergus on that long road down to the sea. Now in Kilkenny it is reported they've marble stones there as black as ink, with gold and silver I would transport her. But I'll sing no more now till I get a drink. I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. Oh, but I'm sick now, and my days are over. So come all ye young men, lay me down. Here we go.
Oh, that was great, Mick.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad he kind of rescued me. And just in case all your listeners thought that when you said it was live music in the studio, now they know it was live music in the studio.
Just because that song didn't jump right into your head, that happens all the time.
I know. Well, to me it happens all the time. But I just, you know, I go with it.
I do too. We have to.
Yeah, you haven't got much choice, have you?
It's so true.
Oh.
Did you get it back?
I did.
Would you like to just do it now?
Well, I'll try. It'll either work or it won't. But Kilkelly, I would like to have, I forgot to dedicate that. I'd like to dedicate that to friends of ours, Tony and Linda Hayes. Tony likes that song, Kilkelly, and he said he's going to learn it. So that's good. The leaving. All right, off we go. Take two. Clear the throat. And if I make a mess of this, please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen.
They're not going to know.
Yeah, all right. On the city bus at noon, on a summer's afternoon, through a classroom window pane, I saw them all. Young heads or papers bent, as the pens erasing went on an honors paper chase in that exam hall. They looked so fair and young, it seemed somehow wrong to keep them captive there out of the sun. For those that teach the youth don't teach them all the truth. When the leaving's over, the leaving's just begun. For they were doing their leaving and they were grieving, not quite believing their childhood's gone. Though they may fail or pass, time comes for every class. When the leaving's over, the leaving's just begun. In Shannon Airport Hall, I saw a beauty tall, And the lad that loved her well stood by her side. She was bound for Boston town to wear her nurse's gown. She got the Donnelly card, no need to hide. But he was turned away, no job nor place to stay, no skill the Yankees need, prospects unknown. I saw her kiss goodbye, I saw her start to cry. She walked the exit line all on her own, for she was doing her leaving, and she was grieving, not quite believing her love was gone. Though they may fail or pass, for every lad and lass, when the leaving's over, the leaving's just begun. In a ward of oldish men, a quarter after ten, the oldest man lay there, 52. Gaunt face and silver hair, not moving, just lying there, watching statues on the wall, nothing left to do. They knew he was unwell when he rang his locker bell. The little nun that came knew what to do. John, put your hand in mine, your soul is fit for flying. The door is open wide, just walk on through. For he was doing his leaving, and he was grieving, not quite believing his course was run. Well, now he's got his pass, he's in the honors class, his leaving's over, all his exams are done.
What a beautiful song.
Isn't
that
it?
Is just stunning.
Isn't it?
And you did it well, too. And you remembered every word.
I did. Thank you.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah, and he's given me a few more songs. I'm really lucky. I'm really blessed with the people that have come into my life, you know, between Ireland and here.
Wow. Wow. Well, quality people like Mick and Cormac, that's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
That's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got about maybe more about 10 minutes to go.
Wow.
Do you have any gigs you need to talk about coming up?
Well, the launch is happening on the 4th.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 4th. The third floor of Molly Malone's in Covington.
Oh, right, across the river from Cincinnati.
Right, yeah. Across the river from Cincinnati. We're doing a few things after Christmas. Nothing from now to Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and there's we're doing a thing in Thomas More College, but...
Well, I'm going to be at Molly Malone's in Pleasant Ridge on
the
6th, the Woodpickers, with my friend Dennis.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool. Still, so. And you guys are so busy.
Next year, like an early year, we're going out to Virginia again, doing a bit of a tour over there, and then we're going to New Hampshire and Wakefield and a few places around there, and then St. Patrick's weekend, Beeswing are coming up to Cincinnati. But, you know, things will be kind of, hopefully. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please start talking to people and contact me? I would love to get booked by you all. House concerts, for instance. But, talking about that, if anyone wants to contact me, I actually have, the CDs will be on sale. I've got a website, first of all. It's www.mayhernantradsinger.com.
Mayhernantradsinger.com.
And in that you'll find that I have an online shop. It's brilliant, Cindy, what you can do now.
It's true.
Yeah, so that is www.mayhernan.etsy.com.
It's on Etsy, okay.
Etsy. And you can get any of the CDs. I've got the four CDs and I've got a nice package for Christmas. I was all made a nice Christmas package. Four CDs, great songs, all traditional from home. And I have Mick's book up there as well.
Mick has a book.
Mick has a book.
I have a book, yeah.
He wrote a book and he based some of it in Ireland.
Most of it, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Wonderful.
It's called An Irishman by Now, available on Amazon and iUniverse, the publisher.
And available on, through Etsy, my website.
Yeah. About your journey?
No, it's just fiction.
Really?
It's fiction.
Interesting,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got like 9 minutes left, but there was one more thing that you were going to announce, something about a cruise that you're going to, something really quick about a cruise.
Well, myself and this other woman, people have been coming up to me asking me why would I not bring them over, do a tour and set up a tour group or something like that and bring them over to all the areas of Ireland that I know. And I know most of the areas of Ireland is a very small place. I didn't realise that until I came here. So anyway, yes, and that's in the pipeline. That's in the works. So if any of your listeners would like to take a nice trip over there, maybe in the summertime, keep an eye on my Facebook. I'll be posting it up. It's going to be a very intimate, small group of people going over. I'll be bringing them to all the little places that are not on the tour guide.
Aww.
You know, and I'll be bringing them to all the music sessions, and because I know all the musicians, and it'll be just a nice, intimate, relaxed kind of a thing. It's not going to be one of these, you know, when you're over in Ireland, Cindy, you see these big buses going along and people jump out and they take photographs and then they jump back in and the bus
goes. Been
there,
done that.
And you're thinking, why? What's the point in doing that? This is going to be a nice, relaxed kind of a thing.
Oh,
so, you know, look, keep an eye on my website, keep an eye on my Facebook page. And if anybody is interested, my Gmail is mayhernan@gmail.com.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested,
okay,
you know,
find out more.
Find out more. Absolutely.
Well, we have 7 minutes and I want to get as much music out of you two as I can.
You really ought to do one with the Bower on me.
Oh,
do the,
okay.
Yes, please.
All right.
Madam Mama Darling.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, I love that one.
Mad Mama Darling. This is talking about a woman who marries an old man. And this young fella comes along. And
nothing to do with her present circumstances.
I know. I'm not as young as I might look. So, do you know the greatest invention that there ever was, Cindy, on this earth? Die for hair.
I was going to throw that in there, but I thought I better not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, dye for hair, because believe you me, if I had not dye in my hair, I would be pure white. Anyway, Madam Emma Darling. As I went out to Sligo City, it'd been a late hour of the night. Who should I spy but a pale fairy maiden washing her clothes by the pale moonlight? Madam Emma Darling, a dye rode it through. Oh, Madam Emma Darling, a dye rode it. Madam Emma around in an out and can. Ever heard of a pretty young family?
Yeah, love that
one.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Okay. You've been hearing May Hernan and Mick McEvely.
Yeah.
Good moment, Cindy.
I almost slipped. I was having a brain malfunction. Yeah. And they're from down in Kentucky, but the Cincinnati area generally. And it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful having you two here.
Thank you very much,
Cindy.
Gosh. Is there another one that you'd like to do?
We could do If I Needed You. This is a beautiful song.
Yeah, we could.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Whoops.
This is one that I think Dolly Parton sings this song.
Don,
I better keep quiet because I don't know who wrote it.
Don Williams and Emmy Lou did it. A lot of people have done it. A lot of people have done it. If I need. And again, that was May Hernan and Mick McEvely from down in the Cincinnati/Kentucky area. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
What a treasure you are. What a lovely time I've had, and I know the audience has as well.
Thank you very much. And I won't see everybody, so we'd like to kind of wish everybody a very happy Christmas coming up.
Thank you.
It won't be long.
No, it's going to be here before we know it, I have a feeling. Yeah. And you're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at yso.org. YSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And this is the Dear Green Place. I'm Cindy Funk, your host every Saturday between 6 and 8 p.m. Thanks to May and thanks to Mick for coming up and giving us some live music today. And we're going to go to the regular programming now here on the Dear Green Place.